This is the recollections of Rabbi Reuven Feinstein of the Reshiva Rabbi Aaron Cutler Zatzal. Okay, when did you first come to Lakewood?
55.
55? Yeah. Oh, that's quite a bit. And where were you before that?
I was in MTJ.
MTJ. And what level were you at before you came here?
I was in Beis Medrash. I was 2 years already out of high school.
And what motivated you to come here?
The truth is I was sick.
Uh-huh.
And I needed a warmer place, and the doctor told me you got to go to Florida.
Uh-huh.
And there's no yeshiva in Florida.
Right.
It's not that time. And it happens to be Lakewood. It's 15 degrees warmer than New York.
It really is?
Yeah.
I never noticed it.
And so I said to him, he said, fine. Uh-huh. You know, it's better than being in New York.
Uh-huh.
It was a cold winter, and I came. I came just before Purim, about 2 weeks before Purim.
Uh-huh. It's in the middle of this month.
Middle of the month, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what was your first experience? You must have had experience of Rabbi Aaron before that, right?
Yeah. That's what I told you. I mean, that, you know, I'm not the
ordinary
Rabbi Aaron in that sense.
I understand. I have to go through the motions.
Yeah. Okay.
So tell me about your experiences before you came with Rabbi Aaron.
I really don't know what it is to tell you. I went to Yeshiva, I was an MTJ, I went to Telus for the last 2 years in high school,
yeah.
Came back to MTJ, and ended up in Lakewood until I was ready to get married, which is about 2.5 years or something like that.
What I mean to say is that you must have had some encounters with Rabban before you came.
Not in that sense. I mean, I was in MTJ, I've met him, and...
What was the impression that you got over the years?
Well, all you have to do is look at his eyes. You didn't have to have any other impressions. I mean, you know, you can see the intensity of the man and the godless in a way. He had a certain aim of Yira just by looking at him.
Uh-huh. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what was it like in the yeshiva here?
Very nice. It was, came to, they got me a room. I bounced around a little bit. I mean, first they gave me a room in the Beis Medrash building.
Yeah.
It was that time. I think I took over for someone who was out.
Uh-huh.
And well, Hashem, by the time Pesach time came around, I was already pretty much better. After that, we were looking for a regular room, so I was in the Forest Avenue for a while, and then they had a room on Mammoth, where they opened up the cheder in our building up. Shnei used to look across the street, and we used to walk together a lot of times for davening.
Uh-huh. So any experiences or things that you recall over those years?
Shepherds and learning.
Oh, that's an experience too. How was it about the shiurim? Could you tell me something about the shiurim?
I don't know. I mean, I think the yeshiva when I came, the Pesach after I came, the yeshiva took its first move in growth, meaning in the sense that Rav Shneur was given a shiur that time. Five lachim came from Eretz Yisrael, and that was the first blat shiur. That he gave the mentzalach in the yeshiva. There was yeshiva mints.
Uh-huh. Were you involved with any of the shiurim?
I went to the shiurim.
Uh-huh.
Not to the vlachi, I went to Ravon shiurim.
Ravon shiurim. What was that like?
It was very clear to me anyway, but don't forget, I spoke a little shahavah.
Uh-huh.
So it was not hard for me to understand. Most of the guys had a problem understanding his Yiddish.
I thought one of the problems was that the speed at which he...
Yeah, but that speed is totally on your kishon, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's one thing, but there was a secondary problem that guys felt, especially Hasidic, Pelish, it doesn't make a difference to whatever, or I'm talking about the ones that knew Yiddish, the ones that didn't know Yiddish, the Chabkirat, you know?
Right.
But
there were people who didn't know Yiddish here?
There were.
Oh.
I mean, obviously, I don't think anybody was completely without Yiddish, but it definitely was not their language.
But to listen to a shiur was very difficult.
Yeah, but it's difficult, especially the one, you know, with a havara that's strange.
Uh-huh.
You know, they would miss a lot of the
words.
Words. The
but was it clear
To me, it was...
The words were clear.
Yeah, you know, he was clear, and he was concise, and you saw the simcha in him when he came to the conclusion. And actually, you know, if you followed along with him, your eyes, you would light up like, you know, right. You know, you saw it by him too. And he started then also in the second year that I was there, he started the Chazor Hashir. Uh-huh. And this he used to give Shabbos and Monday. Monday morning was the...
That was the Chazor, Monday morning.
Friday morning.
Friday morning was the Chazor.
Right, but he started that afterwards. In other words, when I came originally, it was Shabbos and Monday morning. Then he would leave.
That was the original Shir.
Right, the Shir. It was two Shirim.
They were continuous or...?
Depended. Yeah. Depended. And then he started the Chazaret, which is really the Monday she was one of the Chazaret.
But other people also used to Chazar over this year, no?
Yeah, they used to have, I didn't go to them, the heads of Yankel Schiff and, he's a rabbi in Philly, or he was until now, the 11th grade rabbi, it's Oyston's in his name. What did I say? It was in my mind. He's one of the extra, you know, American younger light there.
Who's that? Well, now you got me intrigued.
Give me some names of the guys at that time. If you know the name in Philly.
I know there was...
Taub, Leib Taub.
Taub, right. I interviewed him. Yeah. He was very...
Those were the two.
Yeah.
The Leib Taub was... His was a clearer... more gelassen to Chazor. This was told to me by the guys.
Yeah.
And Reb Yankel Schiff was a very, you know, similar to Abounds, you know, mm-hmm. fast to the point, but it was a clear Chazor. Both of them were clear.
Is there any other things that you observed, that incidents that were characteristic?
Abound?
Yeah.
He was a big kanoi for Emes. At that time, the when I came into the yeshiva, at that time they broke the mikveh in Lakewood.
Broke
the helmets. The helmets had destroyed the mikveh. Yeah.
What, physically?
Physically, yeah.
What's the reason for that?
They decided it wasn't kosher. A couple of guys in the yeshiva helped them, and Labaham was very, very upset with them.
I mean, they did it on their own without consulting him?
Right, and he held the helmets as chumras, were not chumras, it was stupidities.
Right.
It was a big tumult at that time.
They couldn't
fix it. It took them 6 months before they were able to repair the mixer.
So people had to go out of town.
The ones who went out of town as got kleinikite. The ones who stopped going to the mikveh because this were really upset about.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was like, don't forget, in those times you still had freie menschen that went to a mikveh.
That's unbelievable.
And that became, they stopped, and he really was very, very upset. And it was
how did somebody?
You'll have to think about that one and the head. But I wasn't there at the Chol Yisrael argument.
What was the Chol Yisrael argument?
It was about 2 years before I came. They used to buy their milk from Hachshara.
Right.
What's his name? Used to give it.
Lieberman?
Lieberman used to give it to Hachshara. Okay. Yeah. He was a love of Hachshara. And they would do the milk. They decided that it was pasteurized by a fry. Yet I wasn't there at the time. This is all hearsay because only one machlek is on the other machlek.
Yeah.
They decided that he's, you know, not trustworthy. Why was in the Chol Avakum?
Uh-huh.
And Baum told him it's not so.
Uh-huh.
That he went on a milk strike.
They wouldn't use the milk.
They stopped using the milk. The guys wouldn't drink it. The Baum was a very big pachtun on Gesund.
Health, yeah.
So then the first delivery of J&J came on Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
And that showed, they say, supposedly he made an announcement that time to this medlash that, you know, if you guys were a little older, you'd be zokim mamlis.
Uh-huh.
You know, because this was the raya that they did in Avla, because it was a chil Shabbos came through it.
Uh-huh.
That was the first. That time they had a more unified group of kanoim on it. That group split by the mikveh. Some learned their lesson, and some were still, you know, they knew better than about the Lucas McVoys. So.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately. But when God, interestingly, in the time that I was there, It was about half a year we was no milk at all in the yeshiva.
No more what?
They had no milk for half a year.
Oh.
Because there was no money. The yeshiva was that poor. And Balin used to bring the meat on the bus.
So?
Yeah, I don't know if he carried it himself, but it was in the bus, and he was the shamer on it,
uh-huh.
And he used to take it off, and they would pick him up when he came with it. It was very primitive. Now it's a big city.
Yeah,
once upon a time, it was very primitive.
Yeah.
It was a long trip to get to Lakewood.
I remember the roads, too. When I came here, there was only one single lane road.
Right.
Except for one little piece, which was double. But then they started making it bigger.
Mm.
And that's not the point. It was something that you said that just struck my mind, and I forgot what it was. You said they split.
Right.
Which was the split involved? How are the old Kletzkas involved in that split?
I don't remember any of them being involved in either one of the Kletzkas. At least I wasn't told that they were.
Uh-huh.
They're more American guys.
Well, so people like Reb Dave, was he involved?
No.
No.
No. God, I happened to have been there when he came back.
Came back?
He was he opened Philly.
Oh, right.
And then he ran away to England.
Uh-huh.
When he was in England, the Sinai War broke out. Sinai War broke out.
Oh, 56. Yeah, right.
And they would not let the ship could not continue. They went by ship in those years.
No planes.
Right. So he couldn't go to Mass. He came back. And he lived in the yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
And the very interesting thing, obviously, people being human, I assume that there was not, Baron was not too, towards him, what's the Russian he is? Was not too happy with him, if you would say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they would daven next to each other.
This is before the breakup?
No, he ran away.
He
left her and ran away to England.
Oh, I don't know that.
He was going to Israel, but he got stopped in England.
Uh-huh.
The thing, and he was shipped back.
Uh-huh.
And he came to the yeshiva. He didn't go to Philly anymore.
Uh-huh.
The yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
But in the yeshiva, you're in Yishvel's place, and
yeah.
He left his daughter. It's not...
But there weren't... There was no get yet?
No.
Uh-huh.
No. And at that time, when it came to talking about the yeshiva, the Ginyonim, they discussed them, and then they would leave the Beis Medrash. He would be out. He'd learn in his room.
Uh-huh.
I'm down for the Beis Medrash.
Interesting.
In a way, he had most of the loyalty, most of the guys, because... A lot of the guys started Philly with him.
Uh-huh.
Which that time of the issue was under 100 guys yet.
Uh-huh.
And it must have been about 10 guys, which were from that initial Chabure.
I understand
that. They were more loyal to Reb Dave in a way.
Yeah, I understand that Reb Dave was like his favorite, one of his favorites.
Yeah.
I don't need him. Must have been a big, very big politician.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So any other things that happened that could relate?
Nothing. It's only because you're talking that I remember,
You understand?
None of these things is ligament and cup,
You remember what the Shabbos Tish was like?
Yeah, but I wasn't on it.
Uh-huh.
I sat generally in the back.
I mean to say it's from the distance what it looked like.
yeah, there's guys there, and they had the guys there was more or less stooping to get on the
tunnel. Oh, it was like a...
Everybody, as soon as one guy got off, for either Sibbe, all of a sudden you had like three guys run for it, and one guy would win it, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
But I would tell you that all of them, even the ones you say, little pushy, little this thing, always gishtig. First of all, in that whole group.
Who was there?
Yeah. And that's hard to say, because I didn't say too nice now about it. So I know.
But you don't have to say who's who. Maybe it's just who was on the table. They also tell me.
No, but I'm just saying there was, at that time, Kagan, I think, was sitting.
Which Kagan?
You saw Mayer.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Epstein was there.
Chaim Epstein
was there, and the Nirvana Rebbe, what's his name?
Leifer
was there, Shlomo Leifer, yeah. trying to think of a fan. Well, guys, I think one of the Spiegels was on it.
Which Spiegel?
The oldest, one of Far Rockaway.
Far Rockaway is a Spiegel.
Far Rockaway, yes.
You mean Five Towns, maybe?
Maybe in Five Towns.
That's Dovid.
Dovid, I think, is the younger brother.
He's the younger, okay,
yeah,
but he's in Five Towns.
The older one. There's one older than him to go with his father's Stella. Like he was like a shtickle mashgiach also in the yeshiva at the time.
But which one was that? You don't know.
I think Yaakov Mistama. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll
have to track him down. Okay.
I don't know who else there was. It was a nice sized table. I mean, so it's hard to...
Do you remember?
Yaakov Schiff was on that table.
Yeah, okay. Was he here that time? He used to say over the shiur once too in our times. I interviewed him. He was Hasidish alike. A little bit Hasidish. He was, his name is on the tip of my tongue. he was in Borough Park.
I don't know. Hirsch was his shamus.
Which Hirsch?
The one that's the, what do you call it?
The Turk Island?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he was a shamus, and what's his name? Oh, he was a Balkaira.
He was a Balkaira.
Yeah. I've got to remember his second name. So if you hold on one second, that's my wife. Because every side.
Jill, Balkai Rubin's wife, what was her original name?
Kushner, I'm looking for him too.
Yes.
He's on my list.
Yeah.
Okay, let's, anything else?
If you like a lot of stories, I tell you, probably go to Kikasil Bittesfeld.
He gave me a ring.
Okay, yeah.
I got him.
When I got a lot of stories from him. So, just tell me.
Maybe he didn't tell me everything.
Man, I mean, I just, you know, whatever, I'm sure he told you. He's a guy who likes these things. So.
I spoke to him about a year or two ago on the subject. Do you have any other conversations with Rabbi Aaron or things that he told you?
No, nothing personal. I mean, I told him once wanted to get me a shidduch, but that's about it.
That's it. So could you give me like a summary impression that we want to leave with?
I tell you, I think this much, that Teira is everything. I think that you got. And the guy who learned in Lakewood, at least at that time, is thing there that walked away with two things. I think that he's dedicating his life to Teira.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was going out to spread Teira. And Taki, from all the guys, as I remember them, all went into Chinuch, all became Rosh Hashivas, became Rebbeim in the higher classes and stuff, and came out on my table from Norman Louis Dicker and...
Which Dicker?
Louis Levy.
Okay, from Far Rockaway, Rockaway.
Well, he's in Bell Harbor now.
Yeah, right.
And his buddy, what's his name?
Zelkovich.
Zelkovich was there on the table, and then Anussin Nussbaum was there.
Anussin, who's he?
He's in Baltimore.
I'm trying to find him.
He's in Baltimore.
But so you don't know who knows?
I guess there's a Hassan with him yesterday, 2 days ago.
Anussin, yeah, because he's on my list. I've never been able to contact him.
He's a high school rabbi there, or maybe in Beis Medrash.
Who else knows him close?
Tendler,
yeah, okay.
Yes, he Tendler. And you have, what's his name, the third one there, Maisha, when he had his brother, his cousin was Rosh Hashiv in that chicken town.
Eisenman.
Eisenman. So he's also in Baltimore.
I spoke to him already.
So that was okay. But he was the oldest of the Moshe's. But Yossi is that, and thus in this film, I think worked for Yossi now. He's all white now, of course. You know. But then there was the guy who opened up with Five of Us in St. Louis. Oh boy,
what was his name?
And his name also became a lawyer now after the Rock Lakers.
Yeah, who was that? Lawyer?
Let me see if my wife can show you my mouth, too. You know, you're going back too many years.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do, is go back as far as possible.
Naftali Hirschberg?
Hirschfeld. Yeah, I did him.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure I had him. Yeah, I got him.
The top comedian that was considered at that time, as far as and the Chivas was as the Bacha, was Yanko Schiff.
Right.
And Marty Feivel, probably a single one. Even though he's an American, there's older people than him. Yeah. He spoke to Schneiden.
Yeah, from
Scranton.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's also on the tape. A.B. Tannenbaum.
Yeah.
He should have a lot of stories, eh?
I need Eichel's not Kamus.
Meish Mandelowitz also.
Meish I haven't gotten to yet.
He's a Muncie.
Yeah.
He moved just now. So
uh-huh.
He used to live when I was slain, but he moved somewhere else in Muncie. I don't have his address now.
Okay, I'll find that. That's no problem.
Just trying to think of the guys that, you know, that may have, that like to, you know, that had memory, good memories, you know.
Yeah.
And these that like to, you know, like to have these stories. Because he went around with him a lot.
Who was that, Mendelowitz?
Mendelowitz about, and he went to have his stories about the Messiah Companion dinners, you know, because he used to have the conventions in the midwinter there.
Yeah.
And there used to be the big hotel, if I guess in that name.
Wait, Lakewood?
Lakewood. A lot of little hotels.
Brunswick.
The Brunswick. So that hotel used to be like a more modern hotel.
Right.
Put it but they used to have the Tamasera was there and these
right.
things, the modern things. And he would come and speak
yeah.
about it. And, you know, you learned that there was the Gefelda Kavaratev in its Zeitechet.
RCA used to go there
yeah.
in my time.
Uh-huh.
The RCA was in that hotel. Now it's the Yeshiva apartments.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people shouldn't have told, unfortunately.
No, that's just what happened.
Leib Hyman, you spoke to
him? I'm working on him.
But he pops into America every so often.
Yeah, but I don't have a spy looking for him. Yeah, it's hard to. I have to track people where they are and the times. It's a complicated thing.
Rutkin should also be good. Like
Rutkin doesn't want to speak.
Doesn't want to speak.
No. Okay. I worked on him for about a year.
Okay.
I couldn't get him to move. Some people are afraid to talk.
Yeah.
No, what happened?
But he got it was a talker. That's why I recommended him as opposed to.
Sometimes people get to a certain stage, they don't want to talk anymore.
Could be. They're not young people anymore.
Yeah, it depends. You know, it's hard.
Rosenblum.
Rosenblum doesn't want to talk.
It must be that same chabur.
I know. I know more than I'm telling you that I know. You realize that.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Because when you talk to one person, you often pick up stuff from the sides, but...
Yeah.
I always was impressed with Rabbi Rosenblum because he's a very good speaker. But he didn't want to put himself on the recording.
Okay.
But others did. I'm not. There are those and those. There's no rule. You never know who.
Yeah.
So that's it. Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
I don't know if I helped you in any way.
Everybody helped. It's a funny thing.
Yeah.
A lot of times people say things just in passing.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say it, I don't think about it. Then I go back and say, you know, he said that knage and that it's a diamond.
Yeah. Okay.
There are a lot of little things that, like, are very, they fall out of your hand, and then you realize afterwards what they said, because I can compare it with a whole pool of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And together I say, oh, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
That little thing. And it's really a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Kol tov.
Thank you very much. Kol tov.
Bye-bye.